In the long perspective of time, Franklin Roosevelt will be seen as one of the towering figures of the 20th century. He assumed the American presidency in what many people regarded as the twilight of freedom. Democratic society was everywhere under assault, internally from the ravages of unemployment and depression, externally from the ugly menace of totalitarianism. It seems hardly a coincidence that Franklin Roosevelt and Adolf Hitler came to leadership in their respective nations within a few weeks of each other. They became the protagonists in a contest which helped determine the future of civilization. What Roosevelt did was to restore the world's faith in the capacity of freedom to deal with the imperative problems of our age. He first showed that free society need not falter before economic crisis, that free men had the ingenuity to develop enough social control to overcome depression without developing so much as to destroy liberty. He then showed that free society need not falter before totalitarianism, that free men had the discipline to fight and win the most terrible war known to history without losing freedom in the process. The leadership of Franklin Roosevelt vindicated liberty as a way of policy and a way of life. Franklin Roosevelt was an intensely human being with human faults and human foibles. But these fade into insignificance next to his profound instinct for the massive movements of history, his greatness as a leader of people, his lively compassion for the poor and the handicapped, his gay courage in the face of personal and public adversity, his boundless faith in democracy and in humanity. He was a life-affirming figure, and his vitality and his example renews us all many years after he's passed from the scene.